Two groups of Forest Service employees are approaching the new Juneau Forestry Sciences Laboratory from opposite directions. Each group, about a dozen people each, are carrying a 1,000-pound yellow cedar log carved into a house post. In front of the lab, each of the 10-foot posts are set down, pivoted on the bottom end, lifted up on a mounting pedestal, and then pushed upright into place. The dedication of the new lab on Saturday afternoon was a mix of the traditional and the modern, with more of an emphasis on tradition as participants danced and paid respect and honored the Akwan, who have traditionally owned and occupied the land around Auk Bay. It included the Carver's Dance, which marks the relinquishment of title and ownership of the totems. The modern part of the dedication came at the very end, with a ribbon stretched across the entrance of the lab and a half a dozen pair of scissors. Robert Mangold is the acting director of the Pacific Northwest Research Station, which is essentially a group of 11 labs in the region.
Well, we're delighted to be here on the ancestral grounds of the Akwan, and they've been very helpful and instrumental in the design of the building and supporting us. We really appreciate their help as well.
Mangold says the 12,000-square-foot Juneau lab on the edge of Auk Lake and adjacent to the University of Alaska Southeast campus is about medium in size for their facilities. Construction on the $10 million building started only 3 years ago, but it has been as much as 60 years in the making, with the lab's 20 to 30 employees recently working in at least three different facilities on a temporary basis.
It's a tremendous building, and it really offers the kind of lab facilities that we've never really had before.
Paul Hennen is a forest pathologist with the station. Contractors use stone and yellow cedar siding obtained in southeast Alaska, while the interior features hickory trim. Upstairs include the offices, while downstairs is devoted to the lab spaces where the botanists, hydrologists, entomologists, and other scientists can work. Hennen and his colleagues in other disciplines will work together to tackle everything from forest health to human use of the forest, watershed and young growth management, and climate change issues.
We try and address and solve some broad, complicated questions. And one thing we found is that one narrow discipline isn't really enough to address those. So it's very common, at least in our experience, that we team up, kind of mix our disciplines together, and are able to take on some broader problems that way.
The new building will also house the Alaska Coastal Rainforest Center, and its location next to UAS should foster collaboration with faculty and students on research. Other building construction details include triple glazed windows, radiant heating, and a ground source heating and cooling system for energy efficiency. But the house posts will be the first thing that any visitor sees. Master carver Wayne Price of Haines says both posts are carved from the same log of yellow cedar found on Chichikov Island. He says he started on them full-time after the new year and finished just hours before getting on the ferry for Juneau. Price says the eagle post features a mud shark of the Wushkaton, and the raven post includes a dog salmon picked by Auk elders.
I am just very glad to see the house posts in place. They look a lot better where they belong, and I'm glad to have seen all the people that have turned out today for this big event, and thank the Forest Service for supporting the Native culture and the art. And now that we have these here, all the young people have a constant reminder of the people that were here from the very get-go. So, and that makes it, that ties it all together. And that there's only one race now, and that's the human race. And on we go.
Scientists moved into the new lab about a month ago, and they've already started work. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.